Tirth Maharaj, when he left his body, he was the first, he was the disciple of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and the first sannyas disciple of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. When he left his body, it is said he told one brahmachari, read this chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat. And as he was reading the chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavat, he left his body. So we see how the disciples of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, they had so much nishtha in this great scripture. And Vaishnavas have described how when Vrindavan Das Thakur was writing this book, he was thinking, how can I write on this book? Nityananda Prabhu has given me the order, because he was the last disciple of Sriman Nityananda Prabhu. So he was thinking that Nityananda Prabhu has given me the order, but how can I write this book? No. And then five small boys, they surrounded him, these five boys. And he said, oh Baba, you want to write something about our lives? Then he, about the lives of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, said yes. Then they started reciting all the pastimes. Oh, first this took place, then this. And he was also realizing everything in his heart. And then he realized those five boys were actually the Panchatattva themselves who came and were inspiring Vrindavan Das Thakur to write everything. This book is no ordinary book. Like we see to the in this book, the commentary of Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is there. This is Gaudiya Bhashya. This is probably the greatest commentary on any scripture. This is Gaudiya Bhashya. It is such an insightful commentary with so many references, so many quotations, not just from the Bhagavad Gita, the Upanishads, but even from Vishnu Swami, his books, Nimbaditya, Vijaya Tirtha, Madhva Muni, Ramanujacharya's books, the Alwar's books. Prabhupada has given so many quotations to support the statements of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So many. This is like, if you see, the language of Chaitanya Bhagavat is very simple, but the commentary of Prabhupada is so difficult to understand. Therefore, it is said that one Gosai of the Banki Bihari temple, his name was Suryakanta Goswami. Normally we say that the Banki Bihari Gosais, they were always opposed to Prabhupada. They were the first ones to object Prabhupada and his disciples coming to the Banki Bihari temple. And they also convinced the other Saptadevalais, that don't let Prabhupada and his disciples come here. But the same Banki Bihari Gosai, one of their descendants, he later said that no ordinary human being could write such a commentary like this, like how Prabhupada is written on this Chaitanya Bhagavat. No ordinary human being. How many scriptures? He said, alas, how unfortunate my ancestors are, he said, to have neglected this great soul, he said. They're so unfortunate. Now I'm realizing. And he had met Prabhupada when he was a small boy also, saying, now I'm realizing how fortunate I have to have met such a great personality. So yeah, Prabhupada has written such deep, insightful commentaries. This great scripture. And we see that Vrindavan Das Thakur, the very first verses of Chaitanya Bhagavat, he has actually described, he has given everything in the sutra form there. Means he has described Mahaprabhu and his Swarup in such a beautiful way. This Ajanu Lambita Bhujau Kanakava Datau Sankirtanai Kapitaro Kamala Takshau Vishwambaro Priyavaro Yugadharma Palau Vishwambaro Priyavaro Yugadharma Palau Vande Jagat Priyavkarau Karunavatarau. So therein he has described how Mahaprabhu is Karunavatarau, how he is so much filled with compassion. He is lotus eyed Kamala Takshau. He is Yugadharma Palau. He is establishing the Yugadharma. In his Ajanu Lambita Bhujau Kanakavatatau, he has his golden complexion. And the next verse there he stated again, Namastrikala Satyaya Jagannathaya Sutayacha Sabrityaya Saputra Sakalatrayate Namaha. So there you see in this very Mangalacharya invocation slokas, he has described Mahaprabhu's Swarup in such beautiful ways, why he came, all his associates, everything is described. He has described how to worship Vaishnavas. Here he said, Jai Vaishnava Bajile Achinta Krishna Pai. Say Vaishnava Puja Ar Bado Nai. He has said that if you worship the Vaishnavas, you will achieve Krishna. And if you do worship of the Vaishnavas, there is nothing greater than this, he said. And then also he has said, no, how merciful Nityananda Prabhu is. He said, no, that এ তো পরিহারি পাপি ধুরে চাই তার শের উপর তার শের লাঠি উপর সো দ্যাট হি সেড দ্যাট ও ইফ এনি সিনার স্টিল ক্রিটিসাইজ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু আই উইল টেক ওয়ান স্টিক অ্যান্ড বিট হিম অন হিজ হেড হি ইজ সেইং বিকজ some brahmanas they were actually criticizing Nityananda Prabhu during his time saying how can Nityananda Prabhu go to these Suvarna Maliks like Uddharandar Thakur how can he go there and like and accept their worship no because the Suvarna Maliks were considered to be very miserly tradesmen no very miserly tradesmen like in Hindi they say baniya you know they're very miserly there it is said even if their parents come they will charge money from them also to make jewelry They're like that, you know, very miserly, you know. So like, so then the Brahmins are thinking, how can Nityananda Prabhu be so merciful to them? No. So then, that time, Vrindavan Das Thakur said that if anyone doubts Nityananda Prabhu, even now, I will take one stick and beat him on his head. So Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur has said that this is actually the mercy, the causeless mercy of Vrindavan Das Thakur. That even though the demons are unwilling, the demoniac brahmanas, they're unwilling to receive his mercy, still he is giving them mercy by force, by beating them on their head. He's giving them this causeless mercy by force, he's saying. No. Because they don't want to accept, but still he's giving. Like a parent, he's beating his son. The son, he doesn't know why his parent is beating him. And another person might stop that parent, saying, why are you beating your son? But the parent is, I'm beating him for his welfare. So similarly, the son, he doesn't realize that his parent is beating him for his welfare. Similarly, Vrindavan Das Thakur saying, they don't know what is good for them, so I'll beat them on their head. Like we see in this pastime, the Shivananda Sen Prabhu, he had the responsibility of arranging accommodations for all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day he was late. He didn't make the necessary arrangements. So at a time, what did Nityananda Prabhu? He kicked Shivananda Sen Prabhu on the head. He kicked him on the head and he said, may all your children die, he said. So when his wife heard this, then she said, what is Nityananda Prabhu saying? All our children should die. No, and then Shivananda said, don't doubt him. Actually, he is our ever well-wisher. He can never say something like that. You see in the future. And then we know he had three most beautiful children. Kavi Karnapur was his youngest one, Chaitanya Das. But still, Srikanta, the nephew of Shivananda Sen, was very disturbed in his heart. Saying, why did he kick my uncle? No. So when he went to meet Mahaprabhu, normally it is said that when one was offering pranams to Mahaprabhu, he lifts his upper garment, he takes it off, and then he offers pranams. But Srikanta, while he still had his upper garment on, he was offering pranams. So in Govinda Prabhu, he said, what are you doing? You're supposed to take your upper garment off. But then Mahaprabhu said, don't say anything to him now. Now he's very disturbed in his heart. Something is disturbing him very much. So then he said, oh, Nityananda Prabhu, he kicked my uncle and then he's giving curse like this. And Mahaprabhu said, you don't know the mercy of Nitai. He gives mercy in such unorthodox ways, he gives mercy that you cannot perceive. He said, then later you will realize, he said. So we see that Vrindavan Das Thakur has shown us who Nityananda Prabhu is. Because ultimately, everything that we know about Mahaprabhu is only by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu. No. Everything we know about him. Chaitanya Bhagavat was written by whose order? Nityananda Prabhu's order. He came to Vrindavan Das Thakur and he said, you must write this book. You're my last disciple. It is your responsibility. And then we know how he instructed Kaviraj Goswami in his old age. When Kaviraj Goswami left home because Nityananda Prabhu was disrespected and he was lying down under a tree, Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in a dream with all the Dadash Gopalas and he said, oh, you left home for me in your old age. Now go to Vrindavan. Stay there and write Mahaprabhu's Leelas. Then he was the one who inspired Murari Gupta. He was the one who inspired Lochan Das Thakur. He was the ultimate cause for manifesting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories in this world. And he used Vrindavan Das Thakur as an instrument. And we see Vrindavan Das Thakur, his birth itself was so special. One day it is said that when Mahaprabhu, Srivas Thakur was very anxious in his house. So Mahaprabhu said, why? Why are you so anxious, Srivas? Then he said, I'm very anxious because these Muslims can create many problems for me. Therefore, I'm very anxious. So then Mahaprabhu said, you are scared about these Muslims. Then he said, where is your niece? No, he had a niece called Narayani Devi. She was the daughter of Srivas Thakur's elder brother, Sri Nalina Pandit. So she called him here. And he said, chant Hare Krishna. And then that small girl, raising her two hands, is chanting the Maha Mantra and weeping in ecstasy, rolling on the floor. Then Srivas Thakur, seeing this, Mahaprabhu said, just see, the small girl has no anxiety about doing kirtan, and you have anxiety. And then, as you know, the small girl was actually the mother of Vrindavan Das Thakur. It is said in Krishna Lila, she is called Kilimbika, the nursemaid. And Malini Devi, the wife of Srivas, she is called Ambika. She is called Ambika, another nursemaid. Means when they also feed Krishna and look after him like a mother. So this way, as you know, he was born there, Vrindavan Das Thakur, in Modadrumadweep. He has not mentioned the name of his father. Some say that his father died when he was very young. Others say that he didn't see the need to mention his father because his father may have not been a devotee. Like, for instance, he has mentioned the name of his grandfather's brother, but not his grandfather, because his grandfather was not a devotee. So some say that maybe it was for that reason he didn't mention the name of his father. So then, as you know, they were staying there. And then he also stayed in other places. And then it is said that his mother stayed in the house of Vasudev Dutt. No, Vasugosh. As you know, Vasugosh was a very wealthy devotee. And Mahaprabhu, he used everything for Mahaprabhu's seva. So Mahaprabhu told Shivananda Sen, you must look after his money. Make sure he has some money for his maintenance. So she also stayed there under the guidance of Vasugosh's wife. No. So then Vrindavan Das Thakur, as he grew up, he went to this place called Denur. And in Denur, he wrote the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it is said. Even to this day, the text, the original text of his Chaitanya Bhagavat can be seen there. Also, Denur is the place where Keshav Bharati was born. Also, there are many wonderful places there. There is the Haritaki tree, under which Nityananda Prabhu sat and ate the Haritaki fruit. So this way the place is very auspicious. So he wrote it there. So now we see that, lastly, we see that Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has not mentioned Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. Why? Because he cannot tolerate the separation that Mahaprabhu, that the devotees felt when he took sannyas and left. Like if you see, Nanand Vrindavan Champu, Kavi Karnapur Goswami has only mentioned up to Radha and Krishna's Jhulan Leela. He has not mentioned anything about Krishna going to Mathura. Because he is saying, how can the devotees tolerate this separation of Krishna leaving Braj and going to Mathura? Similarly, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has said, how can I describe Mahaprabhu taking sannyas and experiencing all these bhavs of Srimati Radhika? Therefore, he said, in the future, Vyas will describe. And who was that? Kaviraj Goswami himself. So we see, Kaviraj Goswami, he has said, taking the remnants of Vrindavan Das Thakur, I'm writing this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Whatever remnants he has left for me, I'm taking that. This is our Guru Varga. They only take the remnants of their previous Guru Varga. No, Sanatana Goswami, while writing his Vaishnava Toshani commentary on the Bhagavad, he said, I'm taking the remnants of Sridhar Swami. And then Jiva Goswami, while writing his Lagu Vaishnava Toshani, he said, I'm taking the remnants of Sridhar Swami and Sanatana Goswami. And Chakravarti Thakur, while writing his commentary on the Bhagavatam, the Sararta Darshini, he said, I'm taking the remnants of Sridhar Swami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and I'm writing this. And Gurudev, while writing his commentary, he said, I'm taking all their remnants and I'm writing, he said. And also Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's remnants. So this way, even to this day, the Vaishnavas also, they publish any book, they're saying that, that we take the remnants of our previous Guru Varga, and then we publish all these books. So similarly, we see that Kaviraj Goswami said, I'm taking these remnants. And we see Vyasadev himself is Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vyasadev was very dissatisfied in his heart, very empty, because he had written so many things, but he had not mentioned any of Krishna's pastimes. And when Narad Rishi came and felt his pulse, like a doctor, he said, I know why you're unhappy, because you have not mentioned anything about Krishna's leelas. Now mention them, describe them, then you will be happy. But it seems Vyasadev was still not happy, unless and until he described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leela. Only when he described Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela was this void in his heart filled. And then he became happy and satisfied. So therefore, to this day, this Grantha is available for all of us. And I remember the Vaishnava spoke on this Grantha for so many years. They started in 2013, I think, no, 14 they started, right before this Navadvip Dham Parikrama. They continued for like two and a half years. Such a beautiful Grantha this book is, especially with the commentary of Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. So in so many wonderful pastimes of Mahaprabhu and his associates. So I pray at the lotus feet of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur that all these pastimes he has written, that not just we read them theoretically, but we try reading them and try understanding them. They have such deep imports behind them. Under the guidance of Sri Guru Vaishnavas, that we understand them, that we make our lives successful. This will be our Pushpanjali at his lotus feet. Nchal Kalpataru Vishya Kripasindhu Vishya Vaitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha.
चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर शिवासदिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. First of all, I offer my sastang dandavat pranams under the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnupad, Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami, Srila Guru Maharaj, Taru Panuga Guru Varga, and to all the assembled Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So again, another special festival in this month of Vaishak. Every Dasami, just before Bharatini Ekadasi, this disappearance day of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. Yesterday, Srila Ballabhtirtha Maharaj's disappearance. Srila Ballabhtirtha Maharaj has written Sri Chaitanya, his life and associates. So this is one of his very famous book. And here he has written many details about different associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he has written also in detail of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. He has said that he appeared in this Vaishak month, that is year 1507 in our calendar. In some author biographies, they say Vrindavan Das Thakur appeared 4 years after Mahaprabhu took sannyas. We know Mahaprabhu took sannyas 1511. Or in between 1510, 1511. That means if he appeared 1507, that's actually 4 years before. And taking Tirtha Maharaj. We know this Chaitanya Bhagavat also, this was written just a year after, because it says 1535 it was written. So that just means Mahaprabhu, shortly after Mahaprabhu's disappearance, then this Chaitanya Bhagavat manifested by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So we already heard. Now, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he appeared in the month of Jeshta. That's Dwadasi. So that's next month. So he disappeared in this month. Next month, in Jeshta month, just a day after Ekadasi. Here he disappeared before Ekadasi and appeared just after Ekadasi, after this Apara Ekadasi. So we can always remember these are these special days. So we know by the appearance of Vrindavan Das Thakur, then this very special Grantha, this Chaitanya Bhagavat, has also appeared in this world. But something we have to learn, that this Grantha is only coming by mercy of Akanda Guru Tattva, Lord Nityananda. Because we know also he is directly a disciple of Lord Nityananda. And we can see this in Chaitanya Bhagavat, although here and this book and Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you want to know and have realization fully of who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is his real glories, and these two books, very important, these are our treasure. But especially Chaitanya Bhagavat, if you want to know the glories of Lord Nityananda, then actually here, it's like easily you can see it directly, because Vrindavan Das Thakur has written and glorified, like in no other scriptures available actually explaining like, oh, who is Lord Nityananda, how he is Baladev, directly Baladev Prabhu, like this. So he has written all these very like special verses which are for ordinary people very easy to read, even to remember and to, you know, to understand, because he's written in a very like understandable language in Bengali. Although we know this is not just Bengali language, this is like Vyas, he's speaking in Samadhi Bhasya. So this is, we know he was not there during especially the early times of Mahaprabhu Lila, but why, how he's written all this, well, only by mercy of his Gurudev, Lord Nityananda. And he's writing in full details, and he's writing also, not actually Prabhupada, he explained that not only he's writing like pastimes, but also he's writing the evolution of our philosophy through the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Of course, we know Chaitanya Charitamrita, very special, old Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnava is there, especially on very deep tattva on Madhurya Lila. But on the basic Gaudiya Siddhanta, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva, Prabhupada explained that the evolution of that you can actually read from Chaitanya Bhagavat. He's explaining like first how there's this Visheshta Advaitavad going to Dvaitavad, then there's Bheda Bheda and Achintya Bheda Bheda. So this also, of course, we can only appreciate with the guidance of Guru. So many things have been mentioned. Here, we know that he, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he appeared in Mamgachi. And every Navadvip Parikrama, we always visit many times. Very merciful Vaishnavas bring us to these places and take the foot dust of Vrindavan Das Thakur and their associates. Here, it is said that Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is Vyasadeva himself. Although it's very interesting how Vrindavan Das Thakur himself, he would say, I've explained all these things, but later on, this will be further expanded by Vyas. So he's telling as if he's not Vyas. He's telling later on, this will be expanded. Like Maharaj was telling that he has not explained, or he has not extensively, or he's not written about the after sannyas. Some things are there, like very, like little things, but it was Krishna Das Kaviraj who like wrote very extensively. But Krishna Das Kaviraj himself, he said, what Vyas has written, I'm expanding. So, but of course, we know many devotees, they acknowledge he is Vyasadeva. And also, I think this also points out that Vyas, we know Vyas is opposed. Like, there's Krishna Dvaipana Veda Vyas, who's the writer of Bhagavatam. But there's a post Vyas that it's not only like one person. So anyone who dissects and he explains or directs the teachings for the common people, then they are representatives of Vyas. They are Vyas himself. But on taking the authority of the devotees like Kavi Karnapur, who wrote this Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, he said that he is Vyas himself. And we know how he appeared. It was already mentioned that to prove or to make the devotees be appeased, Mahaprabhu, because he know that they were so like in anxiety, like Srivas, they had their closed door kirtan. But they know they were in anxiety because they've heard like Muslims coming, and anytime they could be imprisoned or who knows what they'll do. So then this past time we've heard that through this Narayani, the niece of Shiva's, Mahaprabhu showed to them that Mahaprabhu can command anyone, telling them, chant Hare Krishna, and they will have prem. That's how powerful Mahaprabhu is. So he can do that to the Muslims also. He was telling them, like, realize I am in everyone's heart. No one can do anything without my approval. So like, oh, this even this Muslim king, he may come. I will meet him personally. And I can even challenge him that, okay, call all your high priests and let all the animals cry. And they cannot do that. But I can make even this king like a baby and cry like a baby. And make him like, with chanting Hare Krishna and experience prem. So because of that, by showing what he did to Narayani, then the devotees become like very assured. And so it is said that shortly, Narayani, although she was a widow already, or it has been said that his father, Vrindavan Das Thakur's father, already died long before he was born. So how is the father? Because we know before there were all these marriage arrangements. And so he was already a widow. But Mahaprabhu, we know Mahaprabhu giving all prasadam to Narayani. Devotees, they're telling that by this prasad, then one, this personality who is himself like a prasadam also, then later on will manifest. And so he was, Vrindavan Das Thakur appeared very soon. So today, his disappearance day, we pray unto these personalities and our Srila Gurudev and our Guru Varga that these things that they're giving, truly we can be qualified to like fully accept. And by their causeless mercy, we become qualified members of this family of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vancha kalpataru yascha kipasin vech. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Gyanatvirandhasya gnanjana salakaya chakshur mulitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha vancha kalpataruhasya kripa sindhu bhai vacha paditanam pavanibhu vaishnavibhu namo namaha noma vadannaya Krishna prem pradayati Krishnaya Krishna chaitanya namne gaurattise namaha Jai rupa sanatan Bhatta raghunath Sijivi gopal bhatta das raghunath Ichai Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Javaiti Vignanas Abhishtapuram Jayasthi Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhunityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Guru Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai. गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय सपार सद गौर हरि की जय गौर नित्यानंद प्रभु की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा संजीव की जय भक्त विघ्न विनाशन करणी सिंहदेव की जय भक्तराज प्रहलाद महाराज की जय सर्वविष्ट व्रत गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन मोहन जीव की जय जय वृंदावन दास ठाकुर की जय तदीय तिरुभाव प्रतिमा महोत्सव की जय तिथि पालनकारी भक्त वृंद की जय जय ब्रजमंडल धाम की जय सर्वविश्वत गिरिराज गोवर्धन जीव की जय ब्रजेश्वरी मधेश्वरी प्राणेश्वरी श्रीमती धरानी की जय केशव देव की जय केशव व्रत की जय व्रत पालनकारी भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदे महाप्रभु हिमसेल्फ इज सेंडिंग ऑल गोस्वामीज एवरीबडी इज ब्रजधाम एनीबडी महाप्रभु मीटिंग विथ एनीबडी एवरीबडी इज गिविंग इंस्पिरेशन इंस्ट्रक्शन एंड सेंडिंग ब्रजबंडल एंड ऑल आर लिटरेचर बाई महाप्रभु डिजायर देयर इज राइटिंग all Sanskrit language. I'm very high and very like this special language. This is not ordinary Sanskrit also. Very special. And Mahaprabhu himself is stayed in Jagannath Puri. By his desire, inspiration, Ramananda writing Jagannath Balam Natakam. And after Kavi Karnapur also, many books is writing, everything within Sanskrit language. And another side, by Naradishi's causeless mercy, Vaisdev is realizing, and then he is writing the Srimad Bhagavatam in Dwapara Yuga. Vaisdev requesting Naradishi near, oh Gurudev, now is soon I am writing this Bhagavatam there, Nabijagandha Sambad, there is telling Kali Yuga, one Channa Avatar. Prahlad Maharaj also saying other Nabijagandha Rishi, they are also explaining. So this in God incarnation, God Himself is coming, then please you blessing me. I am also glorified. Also I am realized everything. But this life I am wasting. That life, childhood too, I am practicing. And after anything, see realization coming, feelings, direct as it is, I am everything writing and deserving. Then Mahaprabhu's realization starting, Shivas Pandit Naradishi himself, everything is running all Lila Mahaprabhu's. Mahaprabhu giving only one person Diksha. First person is Narayani Devi and second person is Kavi Karnapur Goswami. Two person for Mahaprabhu direct telling. Mostly Narayani is for telling. Narayani, you chanting Harinam and Krishna is for you crying and you getting Prema Bhakti for Krishna. Prema Bhakti, I give you. Direct Mahaprabhu giving. Also Kavi Karnapur Goswami, childhood bringing for parents are then left in Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. He is rolling, rolling, going and Mahaprabhu's toes is catching, holding and he is chewing. Mahaprabhu say, chanting Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But he cannot chanting. Mahaprabhu say, Bahar world, everybody's animals, all for I am telling, they're taking Diksha Harinam for Harinam Diksha. They're chanting, but you cannot chanting. then Swarupdhamdar said, no, he cannot chant him. He is Diksha Mantra, not telling anybody's front of. He is hiding himself, not front of anybody's telling. After next year is come, very childhood, then he is Mahaprabhu's front of, standing and holding hands, and Guru Vandana, Mahaprabhu's for starting. Many sloka with this. Mahaprabhu very happy. But this Bengal prachar for Nitya, is sending Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda came and preaching, helping everybody. This Mahaprabhu's lila after Narayani Devi, by Mahaprabhu's mercy and Diksha's disciple, only one, Narayani Devi. Nityananda Prabhu for Mahaprabhu not give me Diksha. Siksha, give order. You do this. Yeah. Go house to house, begging Krishna Nam, Krishna Bhajan, Krishna Siksha for. But Mahaprabhu direct, and also Narayani Devi serving Mahaprabhu. How? Lot of water every day collecting 108 quarts. Filter, cleaning, sifting, and Mahaprabhu abhishek time, all using. And Mahaprabhu's remnants, or any time bhoga offering, Mahaprabhu giving Narayana Devi own disciples. Very lucky. Childhood too. Her name Dukhi. Mahaprabhu said, no, you are not Dukhi, you are Sukhi. You are not sad, you are happy. But Narayana Devi childhood too, Mahaprabhu this literature, everything is she is looking. Shiva Sangan, Aditya Prabhu's literature, Sivas Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, Murari, Sanjay, Basu Ghosh, all Sridhar, Sukhlamar Brahmachari, Pradyumna Brahmachari, everything she is hearing and she is reserving. After Naradishi, the Sivas Pandit thinking, Mahaprabhu, this glory is all specialties, not this world is will be present, then people is only worshipping Devi, Kali, Durga, Chandi, Bhairavi, Matangi, Kamakya, Bhairav, Hanuman, Jambavan, Ravan, Vibhishan, many worshipping, many 33 gods, demigods, but not benefit. Why? They have nothing. You are praying and asking and begging and worshipping, but something, they helping. The pocket has anything, they giving, but they have nothing. But Mahaprabhu's special, this glory is not will be present this world. In this world, they missing and lost everything. Only this is all bhandar, treasure, all jivas helpful. This thing necessary. Then Sivas Pandit, after Mahaprabhu's Antardhyanilla, he is praying. At a time, Narayana Devi is near is this Vrindavanda Thakur affairs. Sivas Pandit tell Narayani, you teaching him childhood to or Mahaprabhu Lila, Nityananda Prabhu. Why? Anybody real taking Diksha Dibhagyan, then they are all time on Guru, Gauranga, everything they glorify. Sivas Pandit house, Malini Devi staying, then also this Vrindavanda's mother, Narayani also staying. That time Nityananda Prabhu continue there. And he is all Lila Sino. After, by Sivas Pandit mercy, Narayana Devi, everything childhood to teaching Vrindavanda Thakur. And after Vrindavanda Thakur looking, Brahmin Samaj, all are criticizing Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. Smartho. Why they criticizing? Mahaprabhu saying, Na pujive Devi Deva, no worshipping any demigods, no eating that prasadam, no offering pranam, no following them, respecting. And smartos are all are involved with this, all demigods. Devi Durga Kali Chandi Bhairavi, Tantra Mantra Jantra. They are not following Srimad Bhagavatam. They are not following. And now, Vrindavan Das Thakur looking, they are not respecting also Mahaprabhu. Why? Telling Mahaprabhu, Brahmin family, Brahmin caste is born, but he is all lower caste, all are everybody's. He is with his meeting, dancing, eating their foodstuff, giving them all health and glorify them. All scheduled caste, everybody's embracing, kissing, also dancing with them, eating with them. His destroyer. Therefore, also smartos are very disturbed. After Mahaprabhu's, Mahaprabhu what doing? All qualified royal family, royal birth, high caste, they are not giving Prama Bhakti, giving all lower caste. Making Acharya scholar and making them guru and giving their reserve all Prama Bhakti. The distributor now, wholesale dealer. So, this Narayana Thakur, Mukunda Dutta, all Vaidya family, Murari Gupta Vaidya family, all other castes. Now, Brahmins are against. Vrindavan Das Thakur looking childhood, he is hearing everything. He knows everything. He best avatar. He last time praying, Naradesh is near. Now he is getting birth. After he is Nityananda Prabhu with his time frame meeting, Nityananda Prabhu is near praying. Mahaprabhu Leela, everything is collecting and saving, reserving necessary, helpful for everybody. Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu's Leela, no difference. Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu's Naam, no difference. Therefore, they telling this Dayal Nitai Chaitanya Bali Nasriyamar Man. Oname Aparade Vicharata Nahi. Krishna me ruchi habe guchi be bandhan. So this Vrindavan Das Thakur looking very easy, Mahaprabhu's holy name helpful. Mahaprabhu's Leela helpful. Other things not helpful for this Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu above everything and all Mahaprabhu's Leela has everything helpful, helpful. Jivas for. Then he is in Tanbul near praying, Sivas Pandit near praying, Sivas Pandit giving permission. Okay. You writing. Then he is writing this. He is telling Avatinno Sakaranno Parichinno Sadishwaro Bande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Do Bhraturu Bhaji Avatinno Sakaranno Parichinno Sadishwaro Sri Chaitanya Nityanando Do Bhraturu Bhaji. He is telling this Gaur Nitai not ordinary. Within Sanskrit sloka, he is now first writing Mahaprabhu's Vandana, Nityananda's Vandana, Panchatattva Vandana. All are, he is writing first. But Brahmins are hearing, now he is writing and telling all demigods to higher and superior in Mahaprabhu. They're attacking Vrindavan Das Thakur. That time Vrindavan Das Thakur is Madhuram Deep Mamgatsi. They're attacking and his all books is taking, all writing is taking and crashing and stealing and throwing in Ganga. The only ordinary one persons, Nimai Pandit, Nittai, Abhidut, Pagal, you're writing about him? No. Then very sad. Kali Yuga, very problems. Like Tulsidas writing, anything writing, Smartha Brahmins and other taking all, throwing in Ganga. So, Vrindavan Das Thakur writing, and Ganga is Madhuram Deep Mamgatsi, and downstream it is going, oh Panihati, after Kumarhatta, Sivas Pandit is there. Sivas Pandit bathing in Ganga, he is looking, bah, nice paper, yeah, also flowing and floating and coming. He is looking this sloka, avatinno sakarunno parichinno sadishwaru vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda saudito, golade puspanto chitrasando tamado. Oh, he is writing this sloka, writing very happy. But who is writing? After he is hearing sometime, all papers there is taking and throwing. Sivas Pandit said, don't be worry, I have all reserve. I am collecting everything. Ganga Devi giving me. I am going every day Ganga bathing for. All are your, everything combined here. He is writing many sloka, many ashtakam. This, he is writing this. Sihari Basari Hari Kirtana Vidhan Nitya Arambila Prabhu Jagatira Pran Sivaswangane Kirtana Subharamba Uthila Kirtana Dhani Gopala Govinda. All is writing, many things is writing, but they are all destroying. Then he left this place, he is gone Denur. His uncle, my father death already, but family is there. They are gone, they are very strong, and they like these children, this Vrindavan. Why? Vrindavan is qualified, also lot of memory, also his mother is take care childhood too, and teaching him everything very special. Now he is there peacefully, he is writing. Time to time Sivas Pandit reading, and Sivas Pandit also telling, this is more happened, this, all. Also Narayana Devi, as it is, she know everything. She is scholar. All are requesting Narayana Devi, so you writing. Narayana Devi say, no, I am teaching my son, he is writing. After, now Sivaspanda Nityanandapur time to time coming, Nityanandapur looking, Nityanandapur very happy. After this grantha is complete, books is complete, Mahaprabhu and Nityanandapur all are gone after this, all Vaishnav Samaj, this Sahajiya, Sakhi Bekhi, everybody is like this, starting his naked dance. Mahaprabhu Gaur Nagari, Mahaprabhu this, Mahaprabhu that, like now telling also, Mahaprabhu going his house, and Vishnu Priya Devi came and giving Paduka. And many things they are telling. Oh, Prakasananda, he is Mahaprabhu with his meeting, Mahaprabhu special. Childhood also remembering Prakasananda in Varanasi. Then he is not ordinary. His name giving Prabhudananda and sending Vrindavan. He is writing many books, this and that. Also, Gaur Nagari Bad and other Sahajiya, that time, too much, but Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is not only Chaitanya Bhagavat writing, he is many songs is writing, Mahaprabhu songs, many, very nice, special. Like early morning, you are waking, this all Mangal Git, like specially singing, this Kirtan, all our Sita Kamala Kucha Mandala, Mangal Git. But Vrindavan Das Thakur time, Vrindavan Das Thakur, Mahaprabhu this, Nityanandapur, Mangal Git, everything is writing. Then Brahmins are attacking him next. Why you telling one man, ordinary person, he is born, is here, he die. Also the what they telling, you know, the Uriya people taking in Mahaprabhu Jagannath temple alone, darshan for gone, and killing him, and digging stone and putting inside Jagannath temple inside. They killing him, Mahaprabhu. Also they telling Gundicha temple is killing and giving putting. Somebody saying killing and throwing is ocean. Why Mahaprabhu destroy or everything therefore? Against many things. They are asking Vrindavan Das Thakur, attacking and big question, big assembly, big meeting. Like Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur time is this happened. So Vrindavan Das Thakur time also happened. Then Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is telling, I am writing anything, This is as it is, truthful. You are practicing, you are reading, by respectfully you praying, then you realizing and everything understanding. Then he is memorized all the Chaitanya Bhagavatam. Then he is saying, past life I am writing Srimad Bhagavatam, but not I am writing Krishna Bhagavatam. Why? There is many incarnation, not only Krishna. There are Nisinga, other many incarnation. But this Bhagavatam I am writing, this only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is Parikar. Therefore, this is Chaitanya Bhagavatam. All are reading, then consciousness, Chaitanya coming. All are lost is own consciousness, like Chaitanya Shakti coming. Only touching books then they say, yes, you giving any proof in Ganga? All are throwing Ganga. Ganga Devi, she is telling, yes, this is giving consciousness and giving spirituality, and this is very higher and powerful. You are writing anything. Why first is he writing within Bengali language? Bengali also village language. Complete mother near hearing and same writing. No changing. Mother anything telling, he is writing. Like poetry. No prose also. Only poetry. She is telling, he is writing. Very nice. But they are very angry. Sanskrit language special. And this is our language. You now starting new revolution, Bengali, Bengali language. Bengali has special Sanskrit language. Now everybody following in you, nobody reading Sanskrit, and nobody learning, and nobody speaking, nobody telling, and not following. You are destroyer. Attacking, big attack. All Brahmin, not only high caste, so called. Then they are, next, before they are many times, Mamgachi then throwing all Ganga. They're thinking, they're looking, reading, already these things is present here. Say, oh, your memory is very strong. But Sivas Pandit giving everything, our mother telling everything. Now they are saying, no, this is not throwing Ganga, giving soil samadhi, jal samadhi. Trying with his brick clay pot inside sand putting and trying and throwing in Ganga, then Ganga too never floating. Not coming out and going down to down, very deep. Never nobody finding. It's very nice. Then will be destroyed. But their Brahmins are taking, but taking time they carrying in head. But what is, you know, near this Mamgachi Madhuram Deep, you going there, Sarangamurai's place. There is Gopinath. Also there is Guru Rudev present, eagle, Guru. They are taking and carrying. Guru is, this Chaitanya Bhagavatam is taking and he is flying. They don't know what carrying, but they carrying stone. Guru giving one stone, no, dead fish, dead body, skeleton, any giving, and Guru books is taking and gone. But these books is, where gone? That time Aditya Prabhu last time, he present. Aditya Prabhu long time, long life. This, all his books is going and giving Aditya Prabhu's near presentation. Aditya Prabhu there too, starting this class. Everybody's. Everybody is giving class. All are hearing Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu like as it is. Very happy. And they are going and throwing, they are thinking this is giving Jal Samadhi. But not possible. Therefore, Vyasadeva himself come and himself is writing, but destroyer try to destroy everything. Prabhupada Srishti Thakur, he is writing this purport. At that time, how many difficulty come? Bhaktivinoda Thakur time no finding one Chaitanya Bhagavata anywhere. Very problems. He how many years he try again and again, and then he is arranging books after his next writing. So Advaita Prabhu, Advaita Path, Shantipur Babalari, there is Advaita Bhavan to his books is finding Prabhupada Shrestha Thakur. Also Kali Yuga, Advaita Prabhu's place, the people trailing, no, outside Mango Garden, Babalari, this is Advaita Prabhu's place. But this is not his place, this is meeting place only. Advaita Prabhu's house is inside Shantipur, Bala Gosai part. There is now also library. Now also everything is there present. So there to Prabhupada finding. And this, Madan Gopal there, Jagannath there, all are giving evidence. There Mahaprabhu's sitting place. Mahaprabhu sannyas after gone and meeting and sitting. Mahaprabhu telling only Advaita Prabhu calling me, Advaita Prabhu giving me order going for, I am going, but Advaita Prabhu saving these books, Chaitanya Bhagavatam. Now is, this is our life and soul. Anybody nothing doing, Gurudev is came first time in Navadvip, Param Gurudev gave me order, Maharaj, only reading Chaitanya Bhagavatam. You see, I don't know Bengali. Say, you Bengali looking is scripture and later, after one day, today you learning, you reading every day, giving morning class. Very, he is a very senior, proper, disabled, all are, say no problem, you go every day giving class, Chaitanya Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Bhagavatam reading, then you reading all, Ved, Shastra, Upanishad, everything finish. No need more anything reading. Maharaj is continuing, Param Gurudev by order, is giving his Harikatha, Chaitanya Bhagavatam. And reading. So this Vrindavan Das Thakur, how is merciful for us, this is unbelievable. So today is Disappearance Day. He is, somebody telling his Disappearance Denur, somebody saying Mamgachi, but he is based on Narayanang Stata. Therefore he is not disappears anywhere. He came himself, he going himself. Like Madhyacharya. He came himself, he going. Acharya Guru Varga, no bound and no tied with his any karma and any other one, time and year and rule regulations. They are coming, service complete, they going. He is gone. But there is, now also, Mamgachi nearby, Sarangamurai's place, Gurudev present. Gurudev giving witness. He say, I am all time protecting bhaktas. And bhaktas, shastra, grantha, everything. You like you reading, want to reading anything? Gurudev everything arranging. All books, all things he is arranging. So all are very lucky. This sampradaya all are came, sat sampradaya and this Chaitanya Bhagavatam again and again reading. Then understanding, realization coming, and no, then understanding. Mahaprabhu himself, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Panchatattva, there is present. All bhakta devotees with this. Gaur Premanande.
Nityananda Advaita Gauranga Nitai Gauranga Jai Jai Nitai Gauranga Jai Jai Nityananda Advaita Gauranga Jai Jai Yashoda Nandana Sachi Suta Gaura Chandra Jai Jai Rohini Nandana Balara Nityananda. Jai Jai Nityananda Dvaita Gauranga. Jai Jai Swar Mahavishnu Ravata Shri Advaita Chanda. Jai Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Nityananda Dvaita Gauranga. Jai Jai Swarup Rupa Sadatana Rai Ramananda. Rai Ramananda. Jai Jai Khanda Basi Narahari Murari Mukunda. Jai Jai Nityananda Dvaita Gauranga. Jai Jai Nityananda Dvaita Gauranga. Jai Jai Pancha Putra Sange Nache Rai Bhavananda. Jai Jai Tina Putra Sange Nache Sena Shivananda. Jai Jai Dvadasa Gopala Yara Chosati Mahanta. Tomra Kripa Kori Deha Gora Chara Nara Vrinda. Tomra Gora Chara Nara Vrinda. Chara Nara Vrinda. Jai Jai Nityananda Dvaita Gauranga. Jai Jai Nityananda Dvaita Gauranga. Jai Asa Parshada Jaya Gaurahari. Asa Parshada Jaya Gaurahari. Jaya Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur. Vrindavan Das Thakur. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Ah. Haribo Jai Gaur Premanande.